to preview one more aspect of that big program that the Department of Agricultural Economics at Kansas State will be hosting in the middle part of August. This is the 2016 Risk and Profit Conference on the K-State campus, the 18th and the 19th of the month, to be exact. One of the main breakout sessions to take place as part of this year's Risk and Profit Conference will get into what they've named the top 10 considerations to navigate a struggling farm economy. And there's quite a team of economists that'll take that huge topic up. Among them, our guest now, agricultural economist Robin Reed, K-State Research and Extension. Robin, that title canvasses quite a bit of territory here. You might explain the intent behind this extended session at Risk and Profit.
Sure, Eric. This is really the main theme of the whole conference this year. As many of our listeners, or probably all of our listeners, can recognize just the state of the farm economy right now. We're seeing very low commodity prices, seeing LDP payments kick in on wheat. You know, we never thought we'd see that again, maybe, but here we are. When we look at net farm income numbers from 2015, I know Kevin Herbel from KFMA has been on here. We saw over 95% drop in net farm income last year. And, you know, that is unprecedented back to the 1980s. So we're sitting in a really vulnerable position here in Kansas and across the nation as far as our farmers and ranchers and many of our agribusinesses, you know, related to what farmers and ranchers are doing. And so we kind of put together a list of, okay, what could farmers be thinking about right now in terms of how to survive this economy until things pick back up again. And we started putting those ideas together and kind of centered Risk and Profit around that theme. So our breakout session that I've been involved in organizing will be actually two sessions long, and we named it the top 10, even though we probably could have named it the top 15 or 20. But we're trying to pare it down to just the top 10 things that farmers and ranchers could be thinking about that might help their operation get through this.
And the tone of it is that it's not futile. There are things that folks can do to shore up their situation, if nothing else, that there are ways to try to mitigate the tough economic road.
Exactly. And I guess what we were trying to get farmers and ranchers to think about is, well, maybe now's the time to try something a little different. Mm-hmm. You know, doing what they have done in the past has been fine because prices were good. Well, now that we are in this economy, it may be time to look at some things that can capture better efficiencies and really to get through this.
So what are some of the things, Robin, that your group has determined fit into this top 10 category of ways to make do in this difficult economy?
Well, one of the big issues, and we're going to call this number one, is what we call, how long can I afford to lose money on rented ground? Mm. And this is a topic Michael Taylor will be covering. She's the one that has put on lease meetings for us for quite a few years now. And it's just an interesting situation where we normally consider leases going up, you know, a little bit over time. And they really have gone up a lot as our commodity prices were high in the recent past here. Well, now we're in a situation, how do they come back down? And we have so many farmers that are competitively bidding on ground that they don't want to approach their landlord and say, I can't pay this rent that I negotiated. And, you know, how can we negotiate down? And possibly, am I going to lose that ground?
And they don't want to do that for economies of scale and staying in business.
Right? Exactly. A lot of machinery costs, you know, different things associated with that. So, you know, the question is, how long can I pay a rent that's higher than what I technically can afford, you know, using working capital and such to supplement that before I do have to just give up that piece of ground? So that's a main topic that we've gotten a lot of questions on even last year already. So that's going to be topic number one on our list. And then topic number two, we're actually getting some help from Bob White over at Farm Service Agency. He's going to be talking about procedures and implementations of restructuring debt. You know, this is a topic that is actually, we've seen some beginnings of already, is machinery or land was purchased maybe on a shorter term, and now the payments are too high, and we want to shift some of that debt longer term. You know, what are the implications of doing that? Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of kicking the can down the road, obviously, but just to reduce the working capital that's required now, that's something definitely to consider.
There's been talk of late, Robin, and this is included in your list, of whether producers would be better off now to go back to more of a diversified operation instead of their operations being streamlined in crop production or livestock production specifically. And actually, one of your colleagues will take that topic up.
Yep. And this is actually a full breakout session in itself, is the farm diversification with livestock enterprises. But it was important enough we included it in our session as well, just to get a taste for, you know, okay, is this an option to help a farm get through in the economy that we have now? And the basis of it is, usually when crop prices are low, cattle prices are high. So having the two different enterprises, you can kind of balance out through the years. As most people know, livestock enterprises have been going down a little bit too now.
Right.
So, you know, the question right now may be no. But another way to approach it is, if you are a crop cow herd situation already, where do you put your resources? If you know you're going to lose money on crop ground, maybe it's a year that you put that ground into a forage crop for your cattle.
Tip the scale a bit.
Exactly. Just looking at, you know, where to put your resources to get the best return.
Mm-hmm.
That's a topic that we're going to look at. And going along with that is a topic of cover crops.
And that's your forte in this, right?
This, the one that I'll be speaking to is the question of, if you're a crop producer and maybe you don't have livestock, is there an opportunity to plant cover crops and generate some cash by renting that ground to your neighbor or someone that has cattle and getting extra income along with the crop? So we're going to look at a couple different scenarios of some cover crops after corn and soybeans, or a summer crop after wheat, and just look at the economics of how that might generate some cash for the operation.
Very good. Well, what are some of the other themes that will be included in this overall session then?
Well, a lot of these are not unique to this situation of the farm economy. A lot of these are just good practices. So, you know, we're going to talk about opportunities to save on cost of production, you know, being efficient. Crop insurance purchases. Art Barnaby's going to talk a little bit. We're going to try to hold him to 5 to 10 minutes, but he's going to talk a little bit about, you know, just the uniqueness of the year and if that should change anything on your crop insurance purchases. And then we're going to solicit some help from Dwayne Hund, one of our farm analysts. He's going to talk about, is it time to retire? We have a lot of aging farmers out there that may be thinking about this in the coming years. And we do have land prices that are still pretty decent, and it might be the time to get out of the operation. So we're going to talk about maybe some considerations for doing that. And then along with that, what about the next generation?
Right, who will take up the reins, right?
Yes, that maybe has already came back to the farm, and now the farm can't support that individual or that individual that might have a family along with them. And how do you work through that situation of if that family member now has to find other employment, or how do you change existing operation to be able to support that person? So that's another huge topic that I know will have a lot of interest in this session. Finally, family living expenses. We have seen them go up quite a bit in the good years, and we have last year in the KFMA database did see them come back down a little bit, but the spending is still very high compared to what the farm income is. So I know we don't like to think about having to cut back on family living, but we're going to look at that issue and see what categories went up and maybe what categories we could scale back on.
So this whole session will be an earnest look at realistic things that producers can consider and others who will attend Risk and Profit should be aware of, be they lenders, be they support agencies or businesses.
Yes, and I know I've talked a lot about this is a session for farmers and ranchers, but like you just said, Eric, this is information that could help anyone involved in agribusiness and just to understand the situation and the opportunities that may be out there because of this situation.
It'll be one of the main features of this year's Risk and Profit Conference, one of 20 breakout sessions that'll be held at Risk and Profit. And this one will be extended, covering the top 10 considerations to navigate a struggling farm economy. Very appropriate for the times. The program itself is coming up on the 18th and 19th of August. Robin, in closing, you'd encourage folks to get their place reserved for this entire event.
Absolutely. It is definitely an event worth attending. Whether you're interested in our topic or some of the others, you can always choose the breakouts that you go to. And all of the main sessions as well are listed on our website.
Which is agmanager.info, by the way. All details on the Risk and Profit Conference, including the registration, particulars, you can handle all of that through agmanager.info. We'll be talking up Risk and Profit Conference further as we draw nearer to this event. Robin, good luck with this big session that you'll be overseeing. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eric.
Robin Reed with us, agricultural economist with K-State Research and Extension.